سلام، فهیم هستم با یک اپیزود دیگه از برنامه رادیو آیلتس آفرینش در خدمتتونم. امیدوارم که تا پایان این برنامه با ما همراه باشید. در این قسمت قصد داریم تا یکی از کیو کارتایی رو که در مصاحبه های اخیر آزمون آیلتس ازش پرسش به عمل اومده با هم بررسی کنیم. اگه شما هم جزو اون دسته از افرادی هستید که قرار هست در این آزمون شرکت کنند، پیشنهاد میکنم که این برنامه رو به هیچ وجه از دست ندید. موضوع کیو کارت به این صورته.
Describe a time you spent a lot of money on something. You should say what you bought, when you bought it, where you bought it, and explain why you spent a lot of money to buy it.
همونطور که شنیدید از ما خواسته شده تا در رابطه با زمانی صحبت کنیم که پول زیادی رو بابت خرید چیزی پرداخت کردیم. برای اینکه بتونم به حد نصاب برسونم صحبت خودم رو و همچنین کل مطالبی رو که از من خواسته شده کاور کنم، قصد دارم تا با یک مقدمه کلی کار رو شروع کنم و نهایتاً با پاسخ دادن به بولت پوینت ها کار رو به اتمام برسونم. میریم تا با هم یک نمونه پاسخ به این کیو کارت رو بشنویم.
Well, I'm not a skinflint by any means. I mean, if I'm hell-bent on buying something, I don't mind splashing out on that specific item, even if it means I gotta be scraping by for the rest of the month. But the thing that I'm about to tell you goes further and beyond just any normal type of buying. It goes back to the time when I realized I gotta fly the nest and quit squatting in my parents' house. As a matter of fact, the things between us came to a head sometimes, and we had a bit of a sticky wicket, you know. After some time, for better or worse, I decided to buy my own place, and some of my buddies and a couple of my cousins actually fronted me some cash, and I finally managed to scrape the money together. Truth be told, I sort of felt liberated when I secured a place of my own, regardless of the fact that I was going to be living in the boondocks. You know, never before had I owned anything serious bought with my own dough, so I kind of felt like a king who had just reclaimed his territory. Now that I think about it, I couldn't have possibly done anything better with the money that I'd put together over years. I knew it was time I'd done something reasonable with it, since it was actually burning a hole in my pocket. Looking back, I don't feel remorseful or anything. Had I bought the place, I'd have probably gotten into a venture and lost the whole money, you know? I just don't have the initiative and kind of make whole lots of ridiculous, spur-of-the-moment decisions.
در ادامه تعدادی از لغات و اصطلاحاتی که توی این پاسخ به کار رفت رو با هم دیگه بررسی می‌کنیم.
Skinflint, خسیس. I knew you were a skinflint right from the beginning. Splash out. ولخرجی کردن. I bought it at a fair price. I didn't splash out. Scrape by. با پول کم زندگی رو گذروندن. Life's not perfect, but I can scrape by. Squat. بدون هزینه و اجازه جایی موندن. They're squatting in my apartment. Sticky wicket. مشکل یا مشکل آفرین. Oh, I see. Isn't this a sticky wicket? Scrape together. پولی رو به سختی جور کردن. He had trouble with the money, but he finally scraped enough together. Boondocks. جای خیلی دور از شهر و روستایی. Oh my. I'm not gonna live in the boondocks with you. Burn a hole in my pocket.
تمایل به خرج پولی که دم دست باشه.
I have to invest the money. It's burning a hole in my pocket, man.
و ضمن عرض تشکر بابت همراهی شما تا این لحظه، امیدوارم که این برنامه هم تونسته باشه به اندازه کافی براتون مفید باشه. تا برنامه بعد، بدرود.
خانه آیلتس آفرینش، تنها مرکز تخصصی دوره‌های آیلتس در ایران. www.afarinesh.org